The Doctrine of Walking. Point one. The primary Greek words for this concept, which is a part of Bible doctrine, are peripateo, paruomai, and streko. Streko means to march in ranks, like the military. Most of the time they use the word peripateo. But walking, what is it? It describes the general lifestyle of the believer in phase two. Remember phase one, you enter when you're saved. Phase two is the time that you're saved to the time you die. And phase three is eternity. So we're in phase two right now. We're living in time in the plan of God. And we have this concept in English as well, you know, walking, your lifestyle. And that's what really it means, is a lifestyle. Number two, the believer is commanded to live one day at a time. Ephesians 5:15-18, James 4:13-15. Ephesians 5:15-18 says, therefore be careful how you walk, peripateo, not as unwise men, sophos, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil, poneros. Well, every day has evil in it. And they're short and they're evil. So then, do not be foolish, aphron, but understand what the will of the Lord is. If you don't know what the will of the Lord is, you're foolish. What is the will of the Lord? For you to reach maturity. That's the will of the Lord. You don't figure that one out, then you're foolish. And do not get drunk, methusko, which means to be intoxicated with wine, oinos, for that is dissipation. Ah, sotia, which means a desolate life. What does that mean? You're a wino. You're a bum. You're a freeloader. But be filled, pleroo, which means to make fill with the Holy Spirit. So this is a command to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, how do you do that? So no, don't fill yourself up with booze. Fill yourself up with the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? Just rebound. Rebound, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Number three, using the light a Bible doctrine to illuminate his way in the devil's world, the believer lets life come to him. Ephesians 5:8, Isaiah 50:10. Many believers are always chasing after things. Well, just let it come to you. That's what David said. He said in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy will chase after me, is what it literally says, all the days of my life. You don't have to chase after the blessings in the cup. They'll chase after you, which is much better. God will give it to you in his due time. Ephesians 5:8. For you were formerly darkness, skotos, but now you are light, phos, in the Lord. Walk, peripateo, as children of light. In the Lord, of course, refers us back to union with Christ. We're in Christ, in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Well, what does that mean? What's your life? Your lifestyle should be as children of light. Take in Bible doctrine. Rebound and take in Bible doctrine is all it's telling you to do. Isaiah 50:10. Who is there among you that fears Yahweh, the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks, halak, in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. So you're either going to walk in darkness or you're going to walk in light. Darkness, obviously, is the absence of Bible doctrine. Light is the presence of Bible doctrine. Number four, the actual mechanics of walking requires energy and balance and motion, which is an analogy to the necessity of using the rebound technique. I don't know if you notice, when you walk, you're actually off balance. When you leave your one foot, you're off balance until the other foot hits, and you're off balance, you're off balance. So when you walk, it's actually in a state of being off balance, and you regain your balance very quickly. So this is an analogy for rebound. You use rebound all the time to regain your balance. So when you walk, of course, you're going to be walking forward. We're moving forward. We're moving toward the high ground of our calling. Number four, the actual mechanics of walking is indicated. You have to have energy and balance. What's the energy? Well, for the spiritual life, it's Bible doctrine. What's the balance? Rebound. And the problem-solving devices, of course. Number five, to navigate this world, the believer must have the spiritual energy of being filled with the Holy Spirit and the spiritual energy of Bible doctrine resident in the soul and spirit. That's an application of point four, obviously. Number six, in normal walking, after a step four, the balance is immediately recovered by the next step, which is taken in a particular direction. This is an analogy to the believer operating in the devil's world during the angelic conflict. You're always under attack. You're always going to be, he's always going to seek to get you off balance. Number 7, three primary spheres of walking described in the scriptures. The first sphere is walking in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, Galatians 6:16, Romans 8:2-4, Ephesians 5:2, Ephesians 5:18. Romans 8:1-4 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation, and that's katakrima, which is a damnatory sentence. Not just a sentence, but a damnatory sentence. But there is now, therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember that? That's again, that's another union with Christ passage. There's lots of them. You're in Christ. You're in union with Christ. There's no damnatory sentence on you. For the law, nomos, of the Holy Spirit, the word holy is not in the original, but that's, I put it in there so you'll understand this is the Spirit he's talking about. Of the Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. And that word is thanatos. That's death with the implied misery, and the implied idea of future misery in hell. For what the law, nomos, could not do, weak, asthenēo, which means to be without strength, as it was through the flesh, God did. So the law can't save you through the flesh. In other words, we as humans, we can't be saved by the law, but God can. And how did God do it? Well, it gives a colon here, and it says, sending his son in the likeness, and that's hoi oima, which means resemblance of sinful flesh. Resemblance because he didn't have sinful flesh. He had no old sin nature. He never made a sin. But it's the likeness of a man. As an off, well, he's a true human, but he didn't have the sin stuff going on. And as an offering for sin, harmartia, he condemned katakrino to give judgment against sin, harmartia, in the flesh, so that the requirement, and that's diakomia, that means the force of a right law, of the law might be fulfilled, plero'o, in us, who do not walk, peripateo, according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit. So, that's us. We understand the Bible doctrines that are set out, and we understand that he was condemned for our behalf. He condemned sin, and he bore these things in the flesh, in his own body on the tree, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled. So, we are therefore justified by faith alone and Christ alone, because that's what the law requires. The law requires that you be perfect. Well, you can't be perfect. No one can keep the law. Only one person kept the law, and that was Christ. Never violated any part of the Mosaic law. B, the other primary sphere of walking is in faith rest, 2 Corinthians 5:7. The reversionist walks by sight. What he sees or hears from the cosmic systems. The believer walks by Bible doctrine, which is his light, to see how and where he is walking. 1 John 1:7, Ephesians 5:8. If you're in a dark situation and you don't have light, it won't turn out well for you. You're going to hit your toe, you're going to hit your head, you're going to bump all over the place. And that's the world. But if you have the light of Bible doctrine, you can navigate through the world. You can spot false things. As we said this morning, you can't spot false things unless you know the truth. So how do you know what's right and what's wrong? Well, you don't unless you line it up through the prism of Bible doctrine. So we're commanded to walk in faith rest. We believe in the Word. And therefore, the Word is more important to us and more real to us than what we can see, what we can feel, and what we can touch. And the last sphere of walking is in Bible doctrine. 3 John 3, Ephesians 5:15, 1 Thessalonians 4:1, Colossians 1:10, Colossians 2:6. We're said to walk in Bible doctrine. Number 8, walking is used for the function of the mature believer executing the Christian way of life. 1 John 1:7, Romans 6:4, Ephesians 2:10, Ephesians 5:11, Philippians 3:17. Philippians 3:17 says, brethren, and that word is adolphos, which means brothers, which means believers, fellow believers, join in following my, this is Paul writing this, example, and observe those who walk, peripateo, according, that word is kata, which means according to a norm or standard, to the pattern you have in us. That's Paul and his traveling seminary team. So he's what was Paul's pattern? Well, he was very positive to Bible doctrine. And he used the problem-solving devices. So he's just saying, you do the same thing. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, poimeia, and that which has been made is what that word means. Created doron, which is, that word means a gift or a present, in Christ Jesus for good works. So, we are a gift in Christ Jesus. And we're created for what? For good, agathos, works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And, of course, this is the doctrine of rewards as well. God prepared these things beforehand so we would walk in them. And the things he prepared beforehand are all the wonderful blessings. And his desire is that you would get these blessings. And you get these blessings by walking your daily life in the Christian way of life. That's how you get these things. And then point 9, we have walking vis-a-vis the gates of the divine dynasphere, which is a separate doctrine. The divine dynasphere is a teaching tool that Colonel Thien developed. It has 8 gates. And gate 1, of course, is the entrance point through rebound. And so you'll find verses that talk about walking, and these gates line up to those references. So gate 1 is 1 Thessalonians 2:12, 1 John 1:7, 1 John 2:6, Romans 6:4. Gate 2 is the acceleration, is 2 Corinthians 5:7, Colossians 2:6, gate 3, Ephesians 4:1 to 2, gate 4, 3 John 4, Colossians 1:9 to 10, Colossians 4:5 to 6, gate 5 and 6. Personal love for God and personal love for all mankind. Ephesians 5, 1-2, Acts 9:31, Gate 7, Romans 13:13 to 14, John 8:12. So your homework assignment is get the divine dynasphere, look at the gates, and look at the passages. Number 10, walking describes the edification complex of the soul in believers. Walking in the light of John, 1 John 1:7 and Ephesians 5:8 refers to the Trinity, of course, because he's absolute, God is absolute perfection. So we walk in the light. You walk in the light every time you rebound, you're in the light. Walking in the newness of life is B, Romans 6:4. Well, what's your newness of life? Well, you know, you no longer have a position in Adam. The old sin nature doesn't have to control you anymore. God the Holy Spirit can. Number C, walking worthy of the vocation of a mature believer, Ephesians 4:1. Number D, under 10, walking worthy of the Lord, Colossians 1:10 to 11. Well, this is a synonym again to learn Bible doctrine. Colossians 1:10 to 11 says, so that you will walk, peripateo, in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good, that's agathos, which means divine good, work, and increasing in the knowledge, and that word is epinosis, the full knowledge of God, strengthen, dunamo, which means to make strong, with all power, dunamis, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously. So how do you grow? Well, with the full knowledge of God. We studied this verse before. And you're commanded to walk in this manner. Number E, walking honestly as in the day, Romans 13:13. F, walking in good works. This is divine good, of course, agathos, Ephesians 2:10, Colossians 1:10. G, walking in him, Colossians 2:6. H, walking in faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Point 11, Old Testament Hebrew word halak, which means walking with God, was rooted in faith. The faith rest technique, Genesis 5:22, Ezra 5:6-7, Ezra 11:12-20, Psalm 1:1, Psalm 81:13, Psalm 89:41, Isaiah 33:15. Micah 6:8, walking with the Lord was also a title for the mature believer. Micah 6:8 says, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, mishpat, which means deciding a case correctly, to love, and that word is ab, and then kindness, and to walk, halak, their lifestyle, humbly. That's respect for authority with your God. So these are the production of the Holy Spirit, the production of divine good, obviously. What he requires of you is to be a good citizen, do justice, to love, kindness, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Of course, we're beyond the golden rule. This is Old Testament. What's our rule? forgive as Christ forgave. They didn't have that rule back in the Old Testament. They just had do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is called the golden rule. But that was known in the Old Testament as well. Ours is, even if they hate you, turn the other cheek. Genesis 5:22. When Enoch walked, Halak, with God, Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So this is a title for someone that's a mature believer, is walking with God. Psalm 119:1. How blessed are those whose way is blameless. And this is the believer's positive Bible doctrine, who walk, Halak, in the Lord, in the law of the Lord, rather. Number 12, walking is also used to present the reversionistic believer who walks in the darkness of the cosmic system. Philippians 3:18, John 11:10, 1 Corinthians 3:3, 2 Thessalonians 3:6, Ephesians 4:17 to 18. 2 Thessalonians 3:6 says, now we, this is Paul and his traveling seminary team, command you, brethren, Adolphos, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother, Adolphos, who leads, and that word is not lead, it's peripateo, which means you could translate it, who walks. This is your lifestyle, an unruly life. Again, we got the same word, peripateo. So they've translated here in the New American Standard Version, the first time is lead, second time is life. And not according to the tradition which you received from us. And so these people, their lifestyle is not according to Bible doctrine, it's according to the cosmic systems. Philippians 3:18, for many, these are believers, walk, peripateo, of whom I often told you and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. These are believers, folks, not unbelievers. We study this doctrine, the doctrine of reversionism. But they're walking as enemies of the cross. Ephesians 4:17 to 18. So this is Paul, say, and affirm together with the Lord that you walk, peripateo, no longer just as the Gentiles, ethnos, the word for Gentiles. And this refers to reversionism. Also walk in the futility, mataiotes, and that means things that are devoid of truth, nothingness in your brain. There's a vacuum in your brain, mataiotes, and that vacuum sucks in the cosmic system. And where is it? It's of their minds being darkened, skoto, which means to cover with darkness, and their understanding excluded, and that's up alotrio, which means to alienate, to be estranged. This is warning discipline from the life of God because of the ignorance, agnoia, that is in them. Because, why is the ignorance in them? Because of the hardness, prosis, which means to cover with a callus of their heart, cardia. Negative volition to Bible doctrine. So there are negative volition to Bible doctrine, therefore they walk just like the unbelievers do, just like the Gentiles. You can't distinguish one from the other. And point 13, our last point before we conclude this doctrine. Walking is also used to describe the unbeliever's lifestyle. So the other point 12, was a believer. But it also is used to describe the unbeliever. Ephesians 2:2, Ephesians 4:17 to 18, Colossians 3:7, 1 Peter 4:3, 2 Peter 2:10, Jude 16 and 18, 1 Corinthians 3:3, which says, for you are still fleshly, sarkikos, for since there is jealousy, and that's zealous, and strife, eris, among you, these are the believers in Corinth, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men? Peripateo anthropos. A believer out of fellowship cannot be distinguished between an unbeliever. Now, these unbelievers, this doesn't mean that they're going to, the honky-tonks and rap music and getting drunk and drugs and stuff. No, this can be unbelievers that are marvelous people. They're helping out the community. They're loving everybody and all this stuff. That God's the father of all men, of all brothers. That's the darkness too. But they're living just like mere men. You cannot distinguish a believer that's out of fellowship and negative to Bible doctrine from the unbeliever. And they come in all categories. Some are do-gooders, some are partiers. No distinction. Ephesians 4, 17 to 18. So this I, Paul, say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk And that is the word peripateo, no longer just as the Gentiles, that's our word ethnos, this is the unbelievers, also walk peripateo, in the futility of their mind, being darkness in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. Why do we do this verse twice? Because it's a fantastic verse, and the Bible repeats. So we repeat it. So do not walk as the unbeliever, walk as in the light. And you've got lots of synonyms for walking, but what it boils down to is your lifestyle. Your lifestyle should imitate the lifestyle of a positive believer, like that's what Paul said. You walk in the light. You walk worthy of the Lord. What's worthy of the Lord? What does he want you to do? Read about it, learn Bible doctrine. That's it. This is not a hard math problem, not a hard doctrine to comprehend. With our head bowed and our eyes closed, Father, we pray that you will challenge us to walk in the light, to understand what this means, to challenge us to bring it to our minds often, that we may do your will, which is to grow in grace to the rank of maturity. In Christ's name, amen.